Very important, you saw. This is the main point of today's shir. This is a machlokas between Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. As the Gemara puts it, betrays him the Havi Chazaka, or betlos him the Havi Chazaka. Is a Chazaka established twice, or does it take three times? Rebbe says two. Rashbag, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says three. This is applied throughout this daf. When I say daf, I mean Samdalad and Mibay, Samachayim and Aleph. It's all over the place, this machlokas. We have to try and analyze it and see where it takes us. So it all begins, Rabosai, where it says over here that a woman has no children, and a couple has no children, we should say, and then the husband divorces her as is required. He couldn't take up a second wife, but he divorced her. Muteres linos eliacher. She may marry a second individual. In other words, we are not convinced that she's unable to have children. Who? How do you know? Maybe it was him. Maybe it was her. Maybe it was them. Based on a fluke, and therefore she should marry someone else. Fine. Says the Holy Gemara. Sheni in shlishi lo. Masnis mani Rebbe. The Tanya. Now Rebbe. They go into a totally different area of halacha. Nothing to do with childlessness. Mala harishon umeis. Sheni umeis. Nebuch, what a tragedy. Two milas and the baby died both times. Shlishi lo tumble. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, betrays imni, havi chazaka. So it's already twice. Nebuch, two brothers died. So we say, if two brothers died, so it's such a tragedy. We don't want it to happen again. The next child, you don't do a mila. It's a shala. It means you don't do a mila ever. You wait till the child gets older. We're not discussing hilchos mila right now. Rashbag omer, shlishi tamla revi lo tamla. Fine? So, that's the opinion of Rashi Megalia three times. Okay? So Rashi says, shlishi lo, duchus l'akara. In two times, betray zimni, Havi Chazaka, she shouldn't marry a third husband. Who wants to know, Hemi Nai, Vatan Yipcha? Well, Hemi Nai, Yipcha Naisa, Rashi. Ezer Me'am, Mishnayas, Nishim Sachrona, Denismach Allah, Amilsa, Demar, Demar, the Kochad, Vachad, Hoda, Mishitosa, Kamaisa, the Noga Shitze, the Chavre, Ubas Raisa, Ika, the Hoda, Behu, Me Kamaisa. They flip their respective opinions. Toshma, Omrab, Chia, Barab, Omrab, Yochanan, Maisa, Barba, Achoyas, Mitzipori. Shemola Rishona Umeis, Shnia Umeis, Shlishis Umeis, Revius Bolaf Ne Rashbag, Amala, Al Tamuli, Rashi, Alma Mas Nisa Kamaisa, Achrenaisa, the High Maisa, Vesov Yamash Rashbag, Hava, Mithiko Masil, Rab Yochanan Shah Mora, Vesov Atanoim, Furoa Samaisa. So you see, Rashbag holds three. Back to Gemara, what do you mean? Vidilma, the third woman, the third sister, would have said no also. The only the fourth one showed up. Says the Gemara, Imkain, my asadusi the Rab Chiya Barab. So what's he telling us? I mean, obviously he's telling you that the fourth one, and only the fourth one. What's his name? The Dilma Kamashwa, the Achoyos Mechaskos, Rashi, Tchiyechi the Isha Mechzegas Begimel Pomin. Three times that she has no children proves that she's childless. Cannot have children. This woman, nothing happened with this woman. She never had a child before. Her three sisters lost sons after Bris Mila. That's a chiddush nifla v'naira. Okay, so it's therefore, the intricacies aside of who holds what, it's assumed the halacha, Rebbe holds two and Rashbag holds three. Fine. Omarova hashta the Amrit Achayos Mechaskos. Lo Yisa Odom Mishishalom Mishpachas Nichvin Velom Mishpachas Mitzaroyim. Vahudis Chazek Flosa Zimni. Nichvin Cholin, fine. Okay? That's what it says. Question. Comes to Mila, and seemingly when it comes to Akara, we use the word Akara as a shorthand, she has not able to have children. So Machlokas Rebbe and Rashbag, two or three. What about with respect to the idea of not marrying and Mishpachas Nichven and Mishpachas Betzoroim. What's there? It's also two or three. Here it says Tlosa Zimni. Is this only Rashbat speaking? Or would Rebbe agree? Everyone follow me? The Gemara is silent on this matter. The Gemara doesn't say what Rebbe would say about this issue. That's not a word. Now, without going into all of the intricacies of the sugya, we shall see that the 2 and 3 continues. I'm going to go quickly. My havi Allah, and the Gemara talks about a story about Bris Mila. Let's read straight. Because Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef Oma Uvda have a kamed Rabbi Yochanan beknishna demon biyom haKippur shchalios b'Shabbos. That's just making it more dramatic. Umola rishona umeis shni umeis shlishis bala funav amala lechi umuli. Go to the bris. Amale Abaye chazi kashoris isura v'sakanta. Rashi. Shim chazak b'shnei pamim mashlishi nidun litchos mimena. What's the correct gersa? Oh, without the mimena. Hai b'mila shlobis mana v'nedoches haShabbos. So here they took a chance not only on an issue of sakana, but also of isura of having mechal Shabbos yom kippur sakata sakana stafashas. Samech ala abaye. Rashi. Al hod Rav Yitzchak d'yomem mishmed Rav Yochanan betlasim d'yavichas. Even in the matters of danger, he relied upon what he saw in his own eyes. What do I mean he saw? Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef said, Edus. He saw in his own eyes. And Rabbi Yochanan came up to three times. Two was nothing. What did he do, therefore? It's unbelievable what he did, Abaye. But also, Nasba Lachoma, he married his wife whose name was Choma. Do we have anyone named Choma? We have Nechama, we have Choma? Anybody? You learned the Gemara, Karashar Balishar Balachoma. That's what it means. His wife was Choma. That was the name. Who was she? Oh, Rata the Isi Berebi, Isi Berei the Rabbi Yitzchak, Berei the Rabbi Yehuda. Wow, she had a big Yichus, father, grandfather, woohoo. But meanwhile, the Nasva Rachma of the Pumpadisa Vishachiv, Rabbi Yitzchak Bered the Rabbi Bar Avchana Vishachiv, her two previous husbands died. Vinasva who? And here's a sad, sad end of the story. Vishachiv! Abaye died! Abaye died! You guys can learn Shas. How did Abaye die? No one ever tells. Who knows how Abaye died? You know how Abaye lived, how he died. Abai was a Yosef, that we do know. But then he died, presumably young, tragically. Why? Because his wife was what we call in the language a katlanis. She was a killer. Doesn't mean she took out a gun. She was a killer. We'll see soon what kind of, how she became. Oh my Rava. Umi'ika the Ovid Uvda bin Avshei ki hai. Rashi. Bin Avshei b'sakonas nafsho. Took a chance on his own life. V'ha'iyu di Omar, Ovin Sam de Samcha, Yitzchak Sumcha, Lav Bar Samcha. Who's reliable, who's not reliable? Ovin Yeshle Bechazar, Yitzchak Sumcha, Ina Bechazar. Rashi. Ovin Samcha, Mashava, Ovin Bishim Rabbi Yochanan, Yeshle Smachalov. Yeshle Bechazar, Chozer Al HaTalmudah. Loshen Achem Motzi Kol Shal Lefnei Rabbi Yochanan V'im Chozer Bo Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Dover Shama Mitchila Shomei Ovin V'Chozer Bo Gam Hu And Rabbi Yitzchak Eino Motzi V'Lefon V'Pom Shal Shama Dover V'Rabbi Yochanan V'Lomacho Chozer Bo Rabbi Yochanan V'Hu Eino Yodea. So what happened over here? He himself said you can't rely upon whatever you hear from Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yochanan. The old Eima De Pligi Linyan Mila B'Nisuin Mi Pligi. They argue about getting married to a woman whose two husbands died. What is it? V'atanya. The whole discussion. This is katlanis. Nisus l'rishin umeis, l'sheni umeis, l'shlishi lo tinas devirebi. Rashbag omel l'shlishi tinas, l'rvi lo tinase. Here you go. Mamash the same shayla. Poor Abaye. He relied on, apparently on on incorrect information, and Nebuch, what happened to him? Terrible. Says the Gemara. Bishlama gabe mila ika mishpacha de rafi dama ika mishpacha de kamit dama. What does that mean? It's hemophiliacs. That's pashup shat. Eleni su in my time. What's going on? Why can't you marry a woman whose two husbands died? Only a machad ravashi. Yochi yama ravi mimi hagunya mishmei de ravuna. Mayon goreim. What does it mean, mayon goreim? Mayon means the couple is intimate together, and her mayon, her body, gives off, I don't know what you want to call it, toxins, I don't know what you want to call it, and kills the husbands. Any doctors here? Even Dr. Pollack is not going to figure this one out. This is, I don't understand, I never heard of any medical, if she had AIDS, I understand, whatever, I can go into that. It doesn't usually go from woman to man, but if it was something like that, I understand Mayan Gori, but what does that mean in ancient times? I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know. Ravashi Amar Mazel Gori. Oh, so I understand. Bad luck. She has bad luck. Although we'll see what the Rosh Hashanah shot. Bad luck. She has bad luck. Her husband's died. May Benayu, Ike Benayu, the ears so miss. Rashi Hashlishi Yumes. In other words, he never lived with her. They only were the initial stage of marriage, where she's still living in her parents' house, or wherever she is, and she's not in his house yet. Inami, the nafal mi diklo mis, Rashi. The nasba of a siluk, the diklo of a nafal mis, fell off the top of a tree. The mandama mayan gorim lo huxakalhu, shre mayana lo gorim lo shavas, shre lo mis michol, he didn't get sick. Okay? Om Rav Yosef, beray the rabbi, boy, my name Rav Yosef, aloch karebi, yvyamali, and aloch karebi, shemengali, yvyamali, in. I read it wrong. Kitzer, what's pshat? How do we pass it? Just to get cut to the chase. These last three lines. Nisuin umalkios kerebi. Vestos sharmuot krashbak. Nisuin hodi amaran katlonis. Malkios titnan. Amazing case. Mishaloka vishana bezin konsonos o lakipo. Umachilinos o sorna should take grace on nifkas. Whoa, whoa. Rashi, Kosel Lekipa, Im Chazav V'Chata B'Shlishis, Temach Zekinale, B'Rashia, B'Trei Zimni, Shalokah. If he does twice, he does bad things. It's Malkus, third thing you put him into the clinker. But it's not stomach clinker. This is, give him enough, give him the, take care of him, yeah? All right. Yeah. That's Vestas to Tanan. And Ishako Vazal Vesa, Shetikabere Shlosh Pamin. Then be tired from the vessel that they are going to show us from the squad in the Shulchan Aruch. Vishar amuad etnan, and shar nas amuad asher yeidu bo shlosha pa'amim. End of the sugya, Rabbosai. So it's a split psak. Why is it a split psak? Who can figure it out, Rabbosai? Tell me, why is it a split psak? Anybody? Huh? We don't know who's right. Since we don't know who's right, so we have to be mach when it comes to pikuach nefesh. You have to be. You can't play around pikuach nefesh. Look, Abaye took a chance and he died. Can't play with this. The problem goes, what about Malkius? If I can't, you kill him out of a suffering. That's gonna be the problem. Okay, so we'll come back to all this as we go. So yes.
The Gemara doesn't talk about katbanis b'psak. The Gemara just says b'psak is by the Mishnah.
The Gemara says nisuin, right?
But it's like the one by the Mishnah, which is a stam Mishnah of
nisuin means katbanis. Oh, maybe not. Maybe nisuin means our Mishnah. You're saying Rashi. What's Rashi to nisuin? Nisuin the Gemara on the sasam lantana di dan karebi di katoni rashoya sheni inch lichilo. You're correct. I made a mistake. I said Nisuin means Katlanas. I said Nisuin means our Mishnah. The Mishnah said implicitly that if a woman was divorced twice, she may not marry a third man because we assume that she is an Akara. So I was wrong. You're right. So Akara and Kippa, we paskin like Rebbe, and Vestos and Sharmud like Rashbag. There's no Pikuach Nefesh. No case is Pikuach Nefesh. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Okay, good. Fine. Back to my original question. I started the shiur. Some of you may have drifted a minute late. The Gemara says you shouldn't marry Nichbin Mitzorah in a family if it's Uchzuk three times. I asked the question, is this Rashbag speaking, or does even Rebbe agree? And it may be relevant because the Psak Halacha in all these areas is unclear. So there's the Nemuka Yosef about this. Let's turn to the Nemuka Yosef. It's on the Mara Mekomis. The Mara Mekomis, it's one of the Nemuka Yosefs that we have over here. Turn to page Nun Vav, Nun Zayin. This is Nun Zayin. Vehudi is Chazek, it's Nun Zayin, column 1, end of the narrow lines. It's Chofim and Beis in the old ones. Vehudi is Chazek, Hamishpocha betla zimne, Yuvalavachi akroi bi'amu. V'yaf al gav the Rava k'Rebbe svirle betray zimni. This is Rava speaking. Rava held like Rebbe. Shani acha dafilu Rebbe moder shein lachush b'mishpacha b'paros mitlas zimni. Ooh, a big chiddush in the Mukasef. That even Rebbe agrees. In some cases, you have to have three. Merabosai, this is a serious problem. Because the Gemara, let's close in the Mukhi, let's go right back to the Gemara. The Gemara seemed to equate the case of the sisters and then the family in general with the Shita of Rebbe, that Rebbe said what he said by Mila, and the Gemara makes an equation. This is not my question. This question is raised by the Bar Hetev. It's Halacha. Rabos is found in Simon Beis, Shulchan Aruch Simon Beis. You can see it in the back if you wish, Sif Zayin. Lo yisa adam isha lo mishpachas mitzarah lo mishpachas nichvin. V'hu shehu chsak gimel pomim. What's the problem? She evolve an alien they can't. It's a genetic. Kids will be sick as well. So it's the mechaber. Simon Beis, Sif Zayin. Says the Bar Hetev, Os Tesvov. Sarachim, to be Yerodea, Simon Reish Tama Gimel, Posak, im Isha Mola Beno, Meis Machas Mila, Begam Achosa Mola Beno, Meis Machas Mila, Shara Choyos Lo Yamulu Benehen, Im Kein Mashma, Shnei Pomim Avich Azoko. Two sisters, not the same person, it's one thing, but it's his two sisters. It's a mishpacha thing. It's still a chazaka. V'hed yom mashna b'gemori yom ha-samach dalim. V'din echad lahem v'din mila v'tzaras. The Gemara seems to be equating the mila of children dying in bris mila by different sisters and our Gemara about marrying into a family with a number of sisters or other relatives who are sick. So how come when it comes to meal with sisters we paskin, after two you don't do it? And over here we paskin, only after three shouldn't you marry into the family? What a great kasha, the Bar Hetev, Simon Beis, Sivkotten, Tes Vov. That's his kasha. Great kasha.
Is this question because Mila's Afios or because the Bar compares the two cases?
Well, the Gemara is comparing the two as far as Achios is concerned. This is Achios, and this is also members of the family, as opposed to one same mother with different of her children. That's how I understood the question. Kamze Pischei Tshuva, Sivkot and Ches. I'd love to show it to you, but as we were frustrated that for some reason, unbeknownst to us, Otzer HaChochma, whatever it is, has all... There are 10 volumes in the classical Shulchan Aruch. It has 9. It doesn't have this one. So again, I said, yes, I can't show it to you. Just take it on faith. Hear what it says. Kol Siyam Shel Shlomo. Simon Lamed Gimel. V'machva by Mila. You know why? Safek Nefashos. Then he says, Nichri Mitzrayim is also Saban Nefashas. The kids can get sick and die. Doesn't matter. You require three. I Rav himself holds like Rebbe Benisuin, says the Yam Shel Shlomo. Mikomakom Hocha Shaini. Why? Tafilu Rebbe Modesh Ein Lochash Nemishpacha Im Lo Duhuchsan Klosa Zimni. Yosef. But it's against the Gemara. The Gemara equates it to the Bar Hitav's Kasha. Zok there. Umikomakom Nire. The Gabi Achoyos Afetre Achoyos Avichazaka. Gam Ninichpe Mitzora. Wow. What's he saying? Three. He told me the whole family. I don't know how far the family go. Beyond his sisters, obviously. I guess they're going to go to cousins. I'm guessing it goes to cousins. So if you have three cousins who all have this problem, you have a problem. When it comes to sisters, even two is enough. Two is enough to stay away, as you see from me. That's a Marashal's terrace. Hello, Barashba Yavamas Shemavuar, the Rav Asava, the Gamachoyos, Ein Machaziko, Celebrates Losa Zimni. That's the problem. The Rashba says, even with respect to sisters, you need three. So the Rashba is going to be in trouble. If not for the Rashba, we'll say, for sisters is enough to have two. It'll be passed in Hichas Mila. If two sisters lost children in Mila, the third sister won't do it. When it comes to cousins of the broader family, they require three. I can understand it. That's the Marashal's test. But the Rashba is stuck. The Rashba is stuck. Now, does the Rashba agree with the Nemuka Yosef? The Nemuka Yosef said when it came to Mutzaraim Nichbin, even Rabbi agrees that you need three. So the Nemuka Yosef, you can say, oh, you're taking all the cousins in. So you need three? Two is nothing in a whole group of cousins. But according to the Rashba, who says that when it comes to sisters, we're machmer for two, so obviously Rebbe is not moder. No. The Rashba says, we're only machmer by three sisters. So now we're stuck. When it comes to Mila, we're machmir. So some say, this is a serious question. So in the Otar Apolski, he talks about this question. It's a serious question. He asks this question here in Simon Tess. It's a Simon about Katlonis. In Sivkotan Mem Gimel, he says, you know what? Mila, chas v'shalom, the child can die. He can die on the spot from the bris Mila. It's a terrible thing. We have to do whatever we can to make sure we don't do anything to lead to such a result. Excuse me, I'm in Simon Beis. Simon Beis, Sivkotan Mem Gimel. What he says? Quote the Pesachei Tshuva, the Rashba, fine. All kinds of funny stories here. Quotes the Chassan Sofer. Mila, we have no right to put a person into danger. But to marry someone from a family where there are sick people there, what are you afraid about? Shiyavi la'olam vlad chole. You're not taking a otherwise healthy child and putting him in danger. You only have a question. Maybe this man and woman will give birth to a sick child. Who said? Who said? Maybe they won't have any children. You just don't know. So we're more makil, because there's no sakana for the husband himself. So you require three. Okay. The question is, what do we do with the Gemara? The Gemara puts these together. So the Karanora, here in our sugya, asks this question. He wants to know, what do we do with the Gemara? The Gemara is a very difficult question. So he suggests as follows. I'll read it to you. Yes, it's true, as the Barhaitim asked in this question, at the beginning of the sugya, the Gemara equates Mila with marrying from these families. That's the beginning of the sugya. The Hainu de Kamar Hashas, says the Karadoro, V'dil Maha Kamash Malon Da Achayos Machzikos. And once the Gemara said that, Ube'emes Be'inan Tlos Adavka. The Gemara breaks up the equation in this line. That's what he says. That's what it says. Fine. Now, the Gemara Rabosai, in discussing this sugya, asks a question. The Gemara asks over here, Samach Dal Lamed Beis, the Gemara says as follows. The old Abaye speaking. It's going to be Rava speaking. Eimer de Pligi, Tanyan Mila, Benisuin me Pligi. Do they in fact argue? What does that indicate? Does the Karanara get an impression from here that this whole idea of Katlanis, which yes, is a din in the Gemara, the Maskana it's quoted, but since the Gemara asks the question, you mean to tell me they're fighting about this? Indicates it's not a real din. It's not a real din. It's just, you know, people are nervous. I'll read you the Lashon of the Rambam. In Perek Chof Aleph, you can look it up in the back, in your Ein Mishpat Amoleh. In Perek Chof Aleph, in Ilchos Yisribiya, Halacha Lamed Aleph. The Rambam writes as follows. Isha shenises l'shnei anoshim u'meisu l'shlish lo tinosei v'yim nises lo teitzei v'afili niskat shayichnos. He just said Kiddush and Harrison. He's allowed her to marry her fully. Where did it all come from? So the Magad Mishnah says, quotes the Gemara, Ein lehofsiv al akzeres shel devrayim. Lo tinase? So b'di'evet, doesn't say I have to get divorced. So writes the Magad Mishnah. But the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rashba is bothered by this. And look what he says. Amazing. The Gemara is like this. Abaye. Hoya sovra de bemila pligi avalo benesuin. Benesuin mi pligi? V'yakei nasa. And he got married to Choma, whose first two husbands died. Look what the Rashba says. Mikomakom Hashomer Rav Yosef Rabbe V'Rabba Rabbe Poskol Ochek B'Nisuin U'Malkios K'Rebi. And he seems to be understanding Nisuin K'Rebi means the way I originally said Katlonis, not discussing Akora. V'Afilu Hachilo Girish Achashenasa. Why did I buy a divorce Choma? If he divorced Choma, he would have lived longer, apparently. V'chein rova the tofes alevi yomer miika the oved uvda ben avshei ki ay v'afilu hachi lo afkua minei. He didn't force a divorce. And he quotes tshuva sarama. Lisa katlon is ein bo iser. Aval hu meruchak al tzad hanichush v'apachad v'timon. Sheyesh berov ashol sheyinosku behem agufos hachaloshim. Rambam wasn't into these things. No, no, the Rambam's temperament. It's kind of spooky, kind of voodoo thing. He didn't like this stuff. That nichosh, you know what I mean? Can't argue the Gemara. But least if nisis lo teitze. That's what he says. Atkan. Yes.
Didn't he just argue with the Gemara?
What?
She was wrong, didn't he just argue with the Gemara?
Not arguing, it's the Gemara. We minimize it as much as possible. So if she married him, she does not get divorced. Yes, sir.
How can we arrive from Abai? Didn't he think Lach was like Rishbab?
Yes.
So why?
No, but he said originally, Benisun mi pligi. Maybe there's not even any machlokes at all. In other words, everyone should agree there's no problem. That's what he thought originally. That's what they suggested. Okay? That is a suggestion. Sorry, Saramba. Sorry, Saramba. This is in contradistinction of Bosai to the Nemuka Yosef. We got to see two sides of the story. Over to the Nemuka Yosef. He has a fiery expression about this Katlanos. Whoa. Yes, sir.
In our Gemara, isn't it clear that
Rava's
almost saying
me or
the
plea?
Right, Rava, bye,
okay.
Because
the
more the
Rava's
out, the
Rava's
saying everyone agrees
that
it's
Osir. Yeah, but
there's a Havamin
and
it's
so many plea.
Oh, but no, they say everyone holds that it's Osir, meaning if Kuleyama is Osir, then it'll be worse.
That's what he said.
Well,
I mean,
from our
gear,
it sounds okay.
Maybe a different gear, hold on. Let's read the Gemara again one more time. Says the Gemara. Where is it? Okay, fine. One second. Aim at the pligi le'inyan mila b'nisua mi pligi.
Why
does
the
Abaye file Vietzok? And he has an ode.
So
it's
like adding another.
I see. You're right. He also chooses to Abaye. I have to check out. Is there additional gears on the side? I don't see another gears on the side. Good question. We'll have to look it up. Okay, well, let's not turn to the book. Thank you. Linetta, you look it up. I'll look it up, Linetta, and try to find some different, maybe a different text or different interpretation of the text. Let's first go to the Nebuka Yosef, bottom line, see what he says about Katlonis. Mamash, the exact opposite of the Rambam. Rambam makes very light of it, and he is exactly the reverse. Page Nun Vov, or Chofa Meralf. Says it's the very end of page Nun Vov. Kos of a Ritvazal. Afal gav de boil and mince of itza katlonis lazuki ben avshei. Take my chances. Lo shafkinele. Toisuru. It's a real iser. Uveklal shofech dama odom. Ubenad no sabbezna shigarish. Chenrina le rabbeinu shosamaisis. I guess it means the real dero. He did it. He forced me to get divorced. Mamash, the exact opposite of the Rambam. Rambam takes it very lightly. And there are all. So what means the Ritvaz Rebbe takes it very seriously. Very seriously. Okay. So now let's discuss some of the particulars of Katlonis. Rabbi, do you know anybody in the world who married a woman whose two husbands died? Who lost two husbands? Okay. You don't know? Good. I mean, there are more. In the Dark Moshe, here in Simon Tess. Simon Tess is a simon about Katlanus.
Did it happen after the Holocaust?
Oh, coming to that. Kosa b'tshuvas mariv. Ein ha'olam nizer. V'yodana mai samchu, l'mevod uvda ben avshayu. What's going on? They marry even though the first two husbands died? Yesh omrim, shem hoya echad meyem zokein, o meis bedever, ein o min aminyin. He's very old. Old people die. What are you going to do? Or it was a devil, it was a plague. So people, you don't count those two. On the mecha shakula mesu b'choli echad, yesh lochosh. Fafilu ladivri arambam shakosav en kofin loti, mikomagom b'ho mode, end quote. Amazing. The Rambam might agree in such a case. It's partially too dangerous. So the Dake Moshe is, you know, saying if one died from this, if he's old, on the bottom of the new tours, he writes as follows. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. This is the Ramah in Darkei Moshe. If you have the Ein Mishpat HaMoleh, you should have it. Open to the back. Look up Simon Tess and Evan Ezer. Should be there. Here we are. Here it is. Sif Aleph. Let's read it together. It's page Lamed Gimel, the top of the third column. Isha Shaniseis. Mechava says Niseis. Ramo says, Oshinis Arsa. That's the Dafkamina Mazel Omayim. L'shnei Anoshim, U'meisu, Lotinos, L'shlish, Shekvahuchus, Golios, Anoshe, Omeisim. Fim Niseis, Lotetit, Ramo. I feel in the Scotch, Yichnos, Ramo. Fim Hikirbo, I'm not going to say the Ksuba, leave out the Ksuba. Ramo. Fiesh Omrim, the Dafka, Meisu, Machmas, Misas, Atzma. Avlam Nerag, Echon Mehen. Omeis bedever, onofel omeis, v'chadome, eno klum. We paskin mayan gara. V'lochein rabbi mekilim bedvorom elu, v'ein mochin b'yadehem. We're not going to give him a hard time, Rabbosai. We're not going to give him a hard time. So writes the Ramo. Notice, Rabbosai, he mentions dever. Doesn't mention zokein. Doesn't mention Zokin. Wow. But the some rely on Zokin too, because it's found in Darkei Moshe. If we go weiter, he quotes over here. The Beis Yosef quotes an Or Zarua. Or Zarua Simon Tov Shalam et Ches says, we paskin aloch garebi b'lishlish lo tinose lo la osra. V'lo levade chashosho, el lesofek chashosho, ad kan. It's only a suffik. In the bottom of the Darkei Moshe Gimel, Maisim b'chol yom, shon aron, shdenisus l'shlishi, u'marichin yomim molidim bonim abonos. So apparently the statistics are pretty good when it comes to the third. So writes Yor Zerua, quoted by the Beis Yosef, and commented upon by the Darkei Moshe. Then he says in the bottom, Yesh l'stapik I dafka l'shlishi kamar ozerua, or afilu l'reviyu l'chamishi. If you look in this original source, you get an impression he's talking about the shlishi, because the machlokas Rebbe Rashbag. We follow Rebbe just as a chumra l'chadchila, mishim safik, but not more than that. So there are those who are making even l'chadchila to get married. But 4 or 5, it sounds like it would be no good even called those ruin, but like Moshe Ozdalin has a suffix about it. Okay? Suffix about it. Okay. Question. So again, this you have the Shulchan Aruch in front of you. It's right here. Okay. You can keep it open if you'd like to what you have. Simon, Tess, Sif, Aleph. Again, the top of page Lamed Gimel. And while you have the Shulchan Aruch open, I'll read you some of the finer print. Again, Pischei Tshuva, yes, this season. Pischei Tshuva goes to town over here. And here in Simon Tess, Sivkot Aleph makes the following comment. Listen carefully. Yesh lachar. Im shtei achoyos meisu baleinu rishonim. Hinechshu katlonios. V'shuv kol chodem minayel lotinosi afleshenim. V'achas ashtishi lotinosi gam lerishon. Ki heicha dekaim lebiordea. Yemila achios mechaskos. Can you imagine that? Amazing. Two sisters lose their husband, the third sister shouldn't get married. Wow. He says like this. Oliver Machshafti. To the man, the Yom, Mayan Goreim, Yesh Tad Lomar, Cain, Kabbal Elson and Beis, Mishpachas Nichmin, the Gabi Mil Yordesha. Abel Mandam, a Mazel Goreim, Pshida Delor, Minen Beze, Achios Machzikos. That's what he's suggesting a Svar. Wow. Wow. Interesting. If it's genetic or something like that, okay, sisters, genetically linked. But it's not mazel. So he says over here in Pesach Tshuva, in Siman Tes, Sivkot Nalef, interesting question. Interesting question. He goes further than that. What does it mean, mazel? So the Tshuva Sarosh is quoted over here in the Beis Shmuel, Mazel Goran, the Mechava Pas Mazel Goran, even by Arusa. What did Rosh say? Listen carefully, he says. Hainu parnosa lefi amazel. V'isha zu mazel ra umesu anasher shala kneshetichye b'tzar. Can you imagine? She's destined to have bad luck. So therefore her husband's going to keep dying, so she has continued bad luck and poverty. So writes the Chumash Rosh Pshat in our Gemara. So that on that basis, there are some poskim who say, hey, what happens, Rabbi Osai? If she is rich, then this wouldn't apply. I'm not kidding. Pischei Tshuvas have cotton bakes. What'll happen? No, the Yehuda, Isha she eishes schayel umatzlachas b'maso matan. Gamacha mises bala muteres. Not shach mazla garam. Mazla was not garam lanias at all. I'm afraid to be makel on my own. That's what he suggests over here in Nal Buda. Pischei Tshuva here, Sivkot on Beis. Fascinating. Fascinating. Now another one. What will happen if you're doing a special mitzvah by marrying this woman? I mean, every marriage is a mitzvah, but it's a particular mitzvah. So the poskim say, if it's yibum, you're allowed to do the Yibum even though she's a Katlonis. Why? A pasuk in Koheles, Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. Think about this wild idea. And this is so wild, I wouldn't read it to you, you wouldn't believe it. Listen to this now. Listen to this one. You have a woman who Nebuch lost two husbands. Says the Pischei Tshuva and the Beis, well, how old exactly is this woman? Typical case of a woman who lost two husbands, she's already 70. I'm just throwing out a number. No, it's very nice, you know, but maybe someone shouldn't marry her because he's going to die early. What if she's 30? Nebuch, she's 30, she lost two husbands. Now what? Not going to get married. What's going to happen? Says the Pischei Tshuva, B'yalda, she's 30 years old. We call Yalda 5-year-old. As a Yalda, 30 as opposed to 70. Hecha de'ika lemecha shlekilkula, which means she's 30. A starka yetzahara, she's 30. Young woman. She's going to be celibate for her whole life. But no one's going to marry her. So we're not going to say what's going to happen, but we know what it means. She'll find her man some other way. That's a terrible thing, terrible aver, kukula. So therefore, look at this now. Zeh anosi osa, havalei kishome mitzvah, l'yeda davara. I'm marrying her, I'm marrying to keep her away from sin. Who marries a girl to keep her away from sin? That doesn't seem to be fit into our mentality. But here he's saying, I'm marrying her. Yes, she lost two husbands. The guy has to be honest to himself. Are you mad because she's gorgeous? Or are you mad because she's keep her away from sin? And maybe she's the more gorgeous, the more she's going to sin. You know, at the age of 30. So you have to know, it's true she's gorgeous. That's not why I'm out. No, she's gorgeous. No. The Rebbe said you shouldn't look for a gorgeous girl. All Bnos Yisrael said, no, it's not. I'm mad to keep away from sin. Okay? So you're such a big tzaddik. So Shomim Mitzvah, he had another rap. That's Pesachet Shuvah. I didn't make it up. Here it is. In Simon Tess, end of Sivkot and Beis. Quite amazing. He goes further than that. The Ramah, as we saw already in Mishpat HaMoleh, some paskening Mayan Gora, Rabbi Mekilim Bedvarim Elu, because of Mayan Gora. That's what it says in the Ramah. It's right in front of you. If you always have a look in the back, it's right in front of you. Mayan Gora. Yes, it's true. He says over here, Im Nerag Echamem means shot by a robber. Omeis Bedever. He died in Dever. Now Dever, it's not so simple. The base Yosef Pilpels is Dever like a Makas Medina. The word Makas Medina is found in other contexts throughout both sides. You ever heard of this expression? No, it's in the Zikin. You ever learned the Zikin? You'll find the concept of Makas Medina. I'll read it to you from the base Yosef over here. In Simon Tess, he says like this. In Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Heim and Beis, Makas Medina, Lo Talinim B'Mazla De Gavra. The whole country suffered from this. I can blame it on your bad luck. The whole country suffered. So if the whole country people die, you're not going to blame it on the bad luck that the wife went into this marriage. Everybody's dying. Says the Beis Yosef from the Rivash, wait a minute. Tzarech shetia magev ha-chazaka sherov anshe ha-ir yamusuba. As the Gemara in Bava Metzia, hechidam ha-makas Medina, the shtadav ruba of the baga. Or maybe not. Ezu dever, tainus yutes, etc. Magay Facholi is not sure. Do you require that the majority die? Well, as long as enough people die, it's considered to be in the category of a plague, even though the majority still live. That's the pilpul over here in the Beis Yosef. A pilpul in the Beis Yosef. Rabosai, Manaf Gamina. So the Otzer Aposkim here in Simon Tess. Suf Sivkaton Yud Zayin has the following comment. Listen to this. Simon Tess Sivkaton Yud Zayin discusses this issue. Did the majority to die, or more people than usual are dying? My nafkamina. What happens in a case? This is what he talks about in Os, in Sivkaton Yud Zayin. Nafkamina, what he calls it, milchama, is a war. When is a war, right? In Yamas and milchama, lo tuchal inasim shem de katlanis. Why? Some say, if you'll say by meis bedever not a katlanis, so to nergav a milchama in a minyan, davi kedever, lo shayach katlanis. It's correct. Dever is the same as dever. But Dever itself, we saw a Shaila Rabosai, if the majority survive and there's a significant number of casualties. So the Poskim say, what about the Holocaust? Somebody asked me a question before. Here, many, many Poskim say, the majority did die, Nebuch. The majority died. So the fact that she lost her husband in the Holocaust absolutely does not count towards the issue of katlanos. That's the accepted psak. Even when it comes to milchama, it's a shayla. I'm talking about a normal milchama. The casualties, most people live. But the Holocaust, different story. Okay. Just two more things on the sugya before we start the next issue. Number one, the Pesachei Teshuvah is mekel if the woman married a man and he was sick before she married him. She married him knowing he was sick. And then it showed up he died. Don't blame it on her. He was sick before she married him. Why'd she marry him? He's a nice fellow. She's a nice fellow. You know, we had a case in my shul not long ago. The man was well into his 80s with a significant heart condition. And the woman was not all that much younger than he was. And she was alone for many years, and he was alone for a number of years. And they remarried. She lived till 120. Baruch Hashem, he's past 90. He should have a refuah shleima. He's a serious medical condition. So, in an equivalent case, where someone marries someone knowing in advance they have a serious condition, so that's not katlonis. She's not her mazel or her mayan. He had the condition before they ever met. Pesachei Teshuvah calls that, it's a very important psak over here, halacha lemaisa. It's quoted notes of our poskim over here in Sivkot and Vav, talks about this in Siman Tes. The many details. Sick, how sick, what sick. I'm not going to go into all these pratim, but if you want to look it up, here's where you would find it. Here in Sivkot and Vav. Sivkot and Zion talks about someone who's old. We saw before in Darkei Moshe, someone who's old. So then, how do you define old? So before we even get here, there's a Berahei tape, which you all have in the bottom of your Shulchan Aruch. Again, I'm so sorry that I can't show it to you because I just can't show it to you. What can I do? You don't have it on the screen. I'll read it to you. You can look it up later on. In Siman Tes, in Berahei tape, Oz Zion, Bedever, Ozu Makas Medina, etc., etc. Vechenem Uzokain, Lav Katlonisi. Quote Zokain. But how do you define Zokain? Rabbi will say it. How is this Zokain? What does the Mishnah say? What's Zikna? What? Anybody know? Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Anyone know Mishnah is Baal Peh? Anyone have a sitter? They took my sitter away? I'll read you the sitter. Oh, Hashem, this is one sitter in the room. Mishnah Pirkei Avos. It's found after Minchal Shabbos. I give you the whole list. How do you define a Zokain? Mishnah Avos Perek Hey, Mishnah Chav Hey, Ben Shishim Lezikna. Mishnah Mefereshes. Okay, so what's a Zokain in our context? See, right over here. It's false. Here it is. Ben Shishim Mikwi Zokain. Mishnah Mefereshes. It's called over in the Otra Poskim, talks about it. In Simon Sivkotin Vav Oz Beis and other places. So there are many, many coolers in these kinds of situations. Okay. Last point before we go on. Turn back to the Gemara of Chav Vav Amud Aleph, please. Chav Vav Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, V'chulam sh'olam noshim u'meisu mutaras linase. V'chulam sh'nisu l'achem v'nizgash v'nizhamanu mutaras linase lehem. I smell two deaths over here. Right? The first is a kula, she's a zukuka liyava, it's her husband died, and then there's another death. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Says the Gemara, kosal gadaitach, misa v'gershin agershin. Neim mastis de lo karebi, the karebi, yama betrayzim, they have a chazaka. How can she remarry a third time? Rabbi says, no. Misa agerishin v'gerishin amisa. The gerishin means that there was, first was a divorce and a death, but two deaths she couldn't remarry. Says Tosfos, agerishin. Agav misa nakat gerishin. Da'afilu nizgarsha kama pa'amim, shayali nasei. We never heard of the thing if she divorced twice, can't marry. This is what Tosfos says. Rashi says, first wide line, Gerishin, Shemachik Shin is Garishin, Vishain is there, Muteras the Shlishi, Shadayin lo Huchzga Bechod Areas of Trezimni. But if it was Huchzga Bereas of Gerishin twice, he couldn't marry. Wow! Can you imagine this? Who was divorced twice can't marry? Who knows of a woman who's divorced twice and married a third time? There you go. It's against Rashi. You're right. Shulchan Aruch is against Rashi. Shulchan Aruch, you have it in front of you. My name is Shpon Amale. It says, Isha bin Esgarsha, Shnei Pomin, Ein Lisa Osa, Gevalt, quotes Rashi. Ava Yesh Omrim, Misa Davka. And the last two words, Taisus, V'chein Iko, Baruch Hashem. Pasuk V'chein Iko, like Taisus, is no problem. And finally in Shulchan Aruch, Siv Beis, Ish Shemesu Shtei Noshov, Einam Oneatze Milinose. Only goes in one direction. The man who lost two wives is permitted to marry a third wife. The Mefarshim explain that the reasons of Mayan and the reasons of Mazel don't apply. You can look it up if you wish. At Kan Rabosai, it took me almost an hour to finish this part of the Shia. I feel bad, but we had to go through everything bit by bit. Any questions? Now we start the hard part. Today was just sort of Ha'oros until now. Now comes the hard part. This is hard. I concede up front before we begin. The sugya we're starting down is difficult. It requires some concentration. Rabosai have to hang in there today, tomorrow, to try to keep in mind what's happening in this sugya. We're going to start now with Samech Hei Amad Aleph. Samech Hei Amad Aleph. We're now up to the second part of the Maamar Kamos. Okay? This is the hardest part. Samech Hei Amad Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. Nisis L'Rishon V'Lohoyo L'Abonim L'Sheni V'Lohoyo L'Abonim L'Shlishi Lo Tinasek. Now we saw already. Ella L'Mi Sheyesh L'Abonim. If he has children already, it's okay. He's a pilpul over here in the Rishonim. What about Rabbi Yoshua Shita L'Rev Al Tanach Yedecha? It's okay if he already has a fulfilled Pru Revu, even though she's not a Bas Bonim, it doesn't make a difference. That's a Rov Poskim saying, Muki Yosef and others. Iboilu, Nises l'shlishi v'lohoyu l'obonim, Maud l'tbu'ua hanach kamoi. Look at this now. She married Ruvain, no kids. She married Shimon, no kids. Ruvain gave her a ksuba, Shimon gave her a ksuba. Now she marries Levi, no kids. No kids. So what happens? Tete below Ksuba. So Levi divorced Ksuba. Hey! Reuben and Shimon are online. Levi got away with divorce without Ksuba. We want our money back. A money back guarantee for Ksuba. Now it's obvious she's not a Bas Bonim. We want our money back. Mimotsu Amri Lo. Igloy Milsa the Atu the Garmis. You're not Kara. Give us our money back. Oh, Dilma Matsis Amri Lo. No! When you divorced me, I was a Bas Bonin. Now, Nebuch. Hashtahu the Kakshi. Now I got weak, but then I was a Bas Bonin, therefore I can keep my Ksuba. Says the Gemara. Mistarbud Matsis Amri Lo Hashtahu the Kakshi. She can say, I'm keeping my money from the ksuba from Reuven and Shimon, even though I cannot collect it from Levi. Is everybody with me so far? It clear? Let's stop right here. I'm going to open the Tosfos Nises. Nises l'mi she'ein lo bonim teitze below ksuba. Says Tosfos. Mashma de min hasheni Yesh la ksuva. The second one, it's clear, right? Clear. The third one, no ksuva, means the second one, there is a ksuva. P'chein ma'asheh b'samach, the common, this is l'shlishi, v'lohoyo l'abonim, ma'ad l'tbua hanach kamoi, mashma, sha'sheni, nosa lo ksuva, and it's when the sheni divorced, he gave him the ksuva. It's pashut that way. Black on white. Tamalari! Amayesh toksuba, Menasheni. Hokeva, the Yosel Alishlishi, after she got divorced from the second guy. We don't let her marry a third guy. Him Kain Saba, the betrays him, the Havi Chazaka. After two, we assume she cannot have any children. She's an Akara. So once we assume she's an Akara now, how can she collect the ksuba from the second husband? Vichi Tema, Mishum de Armole. Hashtu the kachshiv in the stock wasadeu. Yes, now I'm weak. But when you married me, Mr. Shimon, I was still able to have children. And I got weak on your watch, as we say it. Im Kain, my cowboy, nisis lishlishi v'chule, mi motzi armi lo digloi milsa, dat garmas al dilma motzi armi hashtu the kachshi. Velo afagad lo nisis lishlishi, en lo klima ben hasheni, Elamitam the Matsuyama Hashtu the Kakshi. We already know Hashtu the Kakshi. It's obvious Hashtu the Kakshi. We know it already from the very beginning. Otherwise, you can collect the Ksuva from the second one. So obviously, you can't say that Svar. So now we're stuck. Why does she collect the Ksuva from the second one? If she can't marry a third husband, we assume she's an Akara, she shouldn't get the Ksuva from the second husband either. What a great Kakshi. Omari. Linyan. Momin moder Rebbe d'lohavi chazok adis chazek begimul zimni k'da ashke b'shar amuad the b'shar amuad lo polik k'da perash tiliel the previous tosfos b'shar amuad says tap tosfos Rebbe lo polik akro posuk don't shulsha ala kolomar hosam it's kaimin divrei Rashbag lo meschaske ala betla zimni not the Rebbe argues so when it comes to money Rebbe doesn't argue you need three. So very nice. So you need three with respect to money. So with respect to an iser of a third man marrying an akara, we're machmir after two childless marriages. With respect to the forfeiting aksuba, which is money, only after three childless marriages, yes.
How does he know that it's... that it's possible that there's a
kind of
nefashos by a shark. I mean, if you have a
problem
with a shark going around hitting people.
The shark is only a muad on other shvarim, not on people. Yeah.
The chazaka, how do you make a distinction on the chazaka over here? Because it's both, it's a cheskat that she's a akara, that she's a baron. So how could you make a distinction whether it's mamon or it's an isur, when it's the same chazaka? She's an akara.
Good question. Excellent question. To make a question even better and stronger, look at the end of the Tosfos. Makes even stronger the question. Miutema, tahashtalin isura, lo samchin and arov nashim, tachazin lebanim. When it comes to an isur, we don't let the third guy marry you. Why? Most women are able to have children. We don't rely on after two childless marriages. Shem the isuru adis chazik betrays imni. That robe is weakened. So we don't rely on it. She can't marry a third person. Well, in your moment, Samchina na hairuba. Afgav the Yisra betrays Imni. With respect to money that she collects the from the second husband, we'll rely on the majority of women are childbearing. Okay. Ube Alma, in general, I mean an Ibcha. The Azlina and Basa Ruba in your Nisura. Ulinin mom and laws linon. Johnny's fakert. We follow the role for Isurin, but not for money. Here we're following it, the role that she's childbearing for money, but not for Isur. If those get stuck, these are the tame. That makes the question even stronger. Yes, sir?
Before the Gemara said that we're passing in two cases like Yoshe Gamliel, and in two cases like Rebbe. This is the third case. Mama.
question. We had Nisun Karebi, she shouldn't marry a third person. You're saying, but Nisun Karashbag, that she does collect the Ksuba. Good question. I'm not sure. I mean, the main focus here is the Yisr, is she, can she remarry? That's why it says Karebi. But you're asking, is there a Rashba component here too? You are, it's a good question. I'm not sure. Rabbi say anything, it's not so good. I mean, it's not so good, Tosas has no terrors. But so far, so good, at least in terms of what's happening. So I think the first thing we should try to do, Rabbi Sai, is to try to give an answer to Tosas Kasha. And after we try to give an answer to Tosas Kasha, then we'll go back and analyze who argues on Tosas. Rabbi Sai, look in the back, in the Yalkut Mefarshim. The Yalkut Mefarshim in the back tells us, you know, who discusses this Tosas Kasha. You all have in the back different versions, but you all have. First things first. We'll take from the top over here. He quotes a Chiddush Yashas, a Ben Aryeh, and an Ol Moshe. All three talk about the same thing. Mashesh lahakshos besugat above a mesir kuvava mebeis. Omra shas hoke rebi. Afal gav legabe momon mariosa. With respect to monetary matters, the Gemara invokes Rebbe. Didn't we just say, when it comes to monetary matters, Rebbe has never said anything? What happened over there? On kuvava mesir, kuvava mebeis. The Gemara is as follows. Tani chada pam rishona shnia zora. Ushlishis ena zora. Some say three yes and fourth not. Lokasha karebi oka rashbak. Rashi. Pam rishona shnia zora vachlo chagavo nishtafa choz of zora shenis. Femena zora eno menakalo afilu huimakas medina. So here's a monetary matter. As a plug to the Rebbe Rashbak. You see, in monetary matters, still the Rebbe said what he said. Mefurash Gemara, there's the kasha. Good kasha. Who answers this kasha? Who answers the kasha? So, the Ben Aryeh answers the kasha. Quote to Yerushalmi. Mukila besada she'ena beduka. We never checked out this field. Jim Kane and Shloma Shain was a rove gomur. It's not an absolute rove that this field is a field which produces grain. The Khan Mefurish Batosvis Shatamishim the Samchin and Aruba. The Khan have a rove gomur. Kimoshakos of the common Kufyu test and Alf, Rove Noshim Vahule. What is it saying Kufyu test? Take a look on the Gemara Bosai. Kuf Yud Tes Samad Aleph. Take a look. You should see inside. Says the Gemara on Kuf Yud Tes Samad Aleph. About the eighth line after the Gemara. Rove Noshim Mis Abras Violdos. Most women able to conceive and to bear children. So here we say it's a more powerful rove over here. And therefore Rebbe requires three to go up against that rove. Baba Matzia, it's not such a powerful rove, it's enough to have two. Now we have the problem. That takes care of the first part. What do you do with Tosas Kasha? They have no terrors. Tosas says a tema that here is the reverse of everything else. So here too, there's a sefer called the Ol Moshe, which is found over here in the Yakad Mefarshim Hasholeh. Look what he says. Ol Moshe. Lefi zeh ein tema mashahikshu mikavachom adiyisr. The rak beisr hechmer Rebbe lachosh lebeis pamin. Mashenkin b'mamun. David Kula Lazer Khumulazer Aslina and Basar Ikadina. Whoa! The Olam Moshe says the Rebbe also agrees fundamentally. Three. When it comes to an Isser, he's Machmir for two. When it comes to money, you can't say, let's be Machmir. Very nice. If Machmir and Reuven's pocketbook, you would make it in Shimon's pocketbook. So therefore, the Ikki says a Chiddush Gadol over here. And according to Rebbe, Ikki and Radin, it's also three. He's only Machmir for two. Okay. That's his answer. Look further in Gilead Marsha. Ayin Bahagos Mordechai Perek Amon and Nizonis. Shuvas Rabbeinu Mordechai El Shasha Alta Ruven. Holocholom Abelo Bonim. And look in Shev Shmaitza. Shmaitza Aleph Perek Chav Dalet. Gilead Marsha. Who wrote the Shev Shmaitza? Who wrote it? Tzos. He wrote it when he was how old? I think 17. I think it was 17 he wrote the Shev Shmaitz. Our boy's name is Yerub. I guess all of us are over the hill. Right? We have 17 and we haven't seen rewritten the Shev Shmaitz yet. Can I tell you? All right. Don't give up. Every day, that's another day. Okay. What's this all about? So I have the Gemara Ksubis in front of me. I'll read you what this Hagos Mordechai says. You want to look it up by yourself later on. Hagos Mordechai is found, Rabosai, in Simen Shin Ches. Simen Shin Ches. In the back, at the end of Gemara Ksubis. Here we are. Look like this. He says as follows. He quotes a phrase. Shtar ha'omed ligavos kegavu yudami. Complicated phrase we'll get back to it later on. He comes back to our sugya and says, Afal gav didagabe yisura ma'azakina betrezimni ha'becheskosa akara, that she cannot marry a third husband. Okay. Lagabe mama lohavia muchzekes atlos azimni. That's what we saw in Atosis. Why? Look what he says now. It's incredible what he says. Hosam dazlina basaruba. Listen to this robe. It's a fakerta robe. Verov nashim she'enon akaros yoldos betray zimni. What's going on? Most women who are not akaros will have a child within two marriages. So now what he's saying, not what the old Moshe said. The old Moshe said, you know, when it comes to an Isser, we're not going to take any chances. We're not going to let him marry a third husband, even though it's only a suffix. He's saying, for Karen, it's a robe that this woman is cannot have any children. So of course she cannot marry a third husband. Uksuba in the time of why does she go like Uksuba? The Olim Maisa Bezdin, Uksuba is like a Maisa Bezdin, Diksubasa Kimukzakasi. She considered as if she's already holding on to the money. And she's holding on to the money, a kert, and Hokum Mamanakararov to take away her money. Chazako went, she's holding on to the money. Now wait a minute, she's not holding on to the money. There's a concept called shtar omen ligavos kegavi yudami. But how does that help? What does that mean? She's simply not holding the money. What do you mean kegavi? What does the word kegavi mean? So there's a Rashi. Rashi is obviously going to be bothered by this problem. So Rashi in Masechta Sota, Chaf Heyam and Aleph, that's where it's found. What happens? A woman is suspected of adultery, Chas V'Shalom. And they're on the way to Yerushalayim to take the drink the water, and her husband dies. She wants a ksuba now. So the shaman says she gets the ksuba. Why? Says Rashi. Mishiyesh lo shtar chov al chaveru v'shiva lo bo nechosov mugzak bal ha-shtar b'nechosim yosim en halomer. The reason, says Rashi, why she's considered to be the mugzakas and she can collect the ksuba out of doubt, she's It's in my pocket. In my pocket. There's a lien. Sheba the chassid. The lien on his property is so strong, it's never set apart. So now, I'm not collecting, I'm keeping it. I have a lien. Who says this? Beisham. Beisilo says, Lav, don't do that. You follow Beisilo. So, Kulei Tloin. Haga the Mordechai quote Beishamai. Who says what? The Gavidami. And Beisilo says, Lav the Gavidami. He told Vas to be suffering. Dilma Shemesh was Bezana. And therefore, she can't collect the money. What do Beisilo call Beishamai for? I call Beishamai. Yes?
Right. Something close to along those lines. Why can we say the reason why the third person she doesn't get the ksuba because it's mekhtos, right? She didn't tell him that the first two marriages, right, that she didn't have any kids. So when they got married, he thought he was going to have kids, but they don't. That's mekhtos. She doesn't get the ksuba. The first two, when they got married, there was no mekhtos. Because there was no
chazaka. He raised an interesting question. Was it Patalos or not? Yes.
Well, sort of we're playing with this robe in, you know, why don't we say, why don't we ask according to Basil, robe women are not Mizana, so it should be as if it's collected.
Robe women are not Mizana. The Torah Kadosha considers this case of a woman who was warned not to be in the room with that guy. And she, despite that warning, went into the room with that guy and was there for a long time. The Torah considered to be a case of suffix. And that's why she may not live with her husband. If it would be a rove, we could follow her rove. So the luckily is considered, not what the statistics may say. And I don't know what. How are you going to do statistics on this one? It's considered a suffix.
Is that the case of Yisrael Mishalim?
Yeah, it's a case. The guy died on the way to Yerushalayim to have the Mayamar. He died of a heart attack probably. He has to see Yerushalayim. His wife. Never. Anyway, yeah, that's the case. Let's try to figure out what this is all about. What's happening over here? So, I looked up the Shmaitzah. Shom Shmaitzah Perek Aleph. Shmaitzah Perek Aleph. It's on my desk downstairs. And he quotes Akasha from the Beis Shmuel. I'll read it to you. It's on the Maror Makomos. I didn't see it yet, but it's on the Makaros. Kuf Nun Dalet. Kuf Nun Dalet. Shas Hamashlishi Es Hashanev Lo Yolda, Im Lo Gavsa Ksubas Mei Rishonim Lo Tigve, V'im Gavsa Lo Tagzim. Says the Beis Shmuel, should Armina hashtahu the kachshi? Mutaina zulo mahani lotzi mamon. Elamach was taina zulo tagzi masha gavsa mirishin misheni. Tosis Rosh in the tour. Some say, we'll see in the book of Yosef, she collects the Mordechai. The Mordechai said so. Shtar lo kavidami. His what? Lo kaimel and kavasei. We passed like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. Well, Shtino Shapir, the Lav Safeku. It's not considered to be a Safek. What does that mean? What does that mean? He says that the Elud Vroma So Chazal Bebir Adas Velomitam Safek. What does that mean? What does that mean? That is an expression. I read you again. The Mordechai in Simon Shin Ches. He does quote, no question. He quotes Shtar Amar the Govis, the Govi Domi. I read it to you. Long children. I find that expression. In any event, he asked the kasha. We don't pass in the kigav adamim. So is that the Shmaitza makes a reference, and in the footnotes on the bottom, he quotes an opinion which says as follows: this case, the woman is a suffix whether she's mezana or not. So now, about that the husband died, we're not sure at that moment in time whether the ksuba is valid or not valid. If she was mezana, she forfeited the ksuba. So when we're not sure, we pass like Basila. Shtar, I think it was Lafgobidom. Maybe the Shtar has no tokef. Maybe the Shibud is butler. Maybe nothing happened. Oh. However, in a case where there's a Vadai Shtar, and then there's something on the side, whatever that means, we'll have to analyze it, something on the side, then we paskin. Shtar Omer Ligavos is Kigavu Dami. Is Kigavu Dami. What's Pshat? Here also we're not sure. Maybe she's not a Bas Bonin. She's not a Bas Bonin. So in effect, the marriage breaks up. I don't use the word her fault. There's no one's fault over here. But in effect, because of her, because she cannot produce any children, so therefore she should also fall for the ksuba with achas v'chalila compared to a suffix zona, chas v'shalom and soita. But the bottom line is very similar. Unless you want to say, that lahalacha, this suffix about whether she can collect or not collect, only takes effect in full force after the divorce. So while they were still married, up and including the time of the divorce, it's arguable she's still a bas bana. Now it's the problem with that. What if 10 years passed already? 10 years passed. Maybe on our tenth anniversary. You imagine I'm at my 10th anniversary. My family surprised me coming to the 10th anniversary. I'm surprised you, honey. 10th anniversary. I get. Great matana. You know. Don't they say it's a paper? What's the 10th paper? Silver, the 25th is silver, the 50th is golden. What's the 10th? Paper? Yeah, paper. Is there a get on the paper? Yeah. So, but maybe you can say that even though that 10th anniversary passed, until there's an actual divorce, she's not labeled as a ain't a bas bonim. You never know, she could be pregnant. Maybe it's something along those lines. That's considered a shtar vada, not a shtar sofik. Perhaps. In any event, this Mordechai is working with an assumption that there's a rove and she's an akara. That's not what the old Moshe said. Old Moshe said it's a sofik. She's treated as a sofik akara. Now, if she's a sofik akara, then what do we do? A sofik akara. Then we can say that she's not supposed to marry anybody else. But nonetheless, she can collect the ksuba. Why? So if you look again in the Shmaitz, you get a funny impression. According to the base Shammai, Shtar, Madagavas, Kagavadomi, to the extent that she's considered to be a Mugzuk. Even according to base Hillel, the suggestion is made. We don't go that far. But still, it's like a quarter on the borderline. According to Beis Shammai, she's a mukzah because she has a shtar. According to Beis Hillel, it's neither is a mukzah. Not even though he has the money, he's not a mukzah. She is not considered a mukzah. So it's mamish 50-50. So it's mamish 50-50. A suffix, a shakel, we'll call it. A suffix, a shakel. So in that kind of a case, then maybe we should say that in the case of Ksuba, it's a little bit more powerful, it's a Shtikl Maisa Bezdin, that she should collect. And he quotes as a riot host of Baba Basra. Whoever learned Baba Basra, Cheskos Abatim, it's a famous parak. He quotes a Tosis of Baba Basra. Tosfos in Bava Basra discusses this issue. There's a concept that if you have what we call a migu, you know what a migu is? You have to learn these things somewhere. I have a migu, so then I win. Right, I win. The migu lahotzi lo arminan. That's how we pass Tosfos in Bava Basra. That base lo arminan. Tosfos over here in Bava Basra. Lamed beis, lamed beis. As follows. We say, Migu, the hotel arminon, Shani Hasam, the Ika Shtara. Let's fall onto the four words of the Tosfos. So a star will make it and will level the playing field. Not Lahotzi, it's not Lahachzik, it's in between. So over here, if it tips the balance, with the Ksuba being a little bit more powerful, it's my Sebezdin. Okay. Having said all this, all according to Tosfos. Not everyone agrees with Tosfos. So I would like to ask you for tomorrow's shiur, aside from, you know, seeing the Makoros that exist, I think the best place to find this as much as you can is in a Ritva. They didn't put on the original Mamakomas. The Ritva, and the footnotes are very good, of course, as always, discusses this question of whether our Tosfos is correct. And as I'm telling you right now, this is going to get complicated for tomorrow's shiur. This Tosfos that we started with today, Nises, relates to the Tosfos Teitzei, and relates to the end of the Tosfos Shebeino, the last line that goes over to the other side. Those are all connected. So that's why today I stayed away from that. I don't want to overwhelm you. But by tomorrow at 1 o'clock, hopefully you'll really be a little bit familiar with these three Tosfos in. And if you want to look at the Ritva, I'll tell you where to find it. It's over here in our daf, Samach Hei Amar Aleph. It's Dibra Maschil. It starts over here, Toner Abonon. Right, and it goes, I mean, most of it is commentary on the bottom. It goes all the way, and it keeps going and going and going and going and going. Many pages. If you can, you know, there are a number of footnotes that are more important than others. If you come speak to me tomorrow in the Beis Medrash, we can talk about it. But if you do that Ritva at least, that'll help you see that there are others who disagree with our Tosfos. But tomorrow, analyze what they're fighting about. See how it is.